Bean, are you on? Bean Griffin. I mean, 1 second, guys. Let me see if we're going to get Ben on. Oh, Ben, you're there. I can't hear you talking. But
yep, I'm
in. There you go. I unmuted you. Okay, cool. Ben, the recording's on, so if you want to get started.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. I apologize if you can hear some noise in the background. They've decided to run the generator right outside of my office this morning, so I apologize if there is a... You can hear that in the background, but looks like we do have most everybody on. So it looks like we've got a quorum. Approval of our last minutes. The audio minutes are posted online, so they all what they are. We'll move quickly into old business. There's no items on the agenda for today. What I would like to ask is if county staff can just give us an update on the FY21 trucks and where we stand.
Bud, are you on?
Yeah, I got it. They did push back the two pre-con meetings until March, but we are scheduled to go with Swift Creek and Fairview to Wisconsin. We are going to do it in person. It will not be virtual. If things stay as they are right now, the week of March 15th. So that's where we stand on those two.
All right. Thanks, bud. All right. We'll move to new business, unless somebody has anything else they want to discuss as far as old business. FY22 budget recommendations. Everybody should have received the proposed apparatus for FY22. I think to some extent we have discussed these before in previous meetings. I think the one thing that would be different is we've got all the administrative vehicles or small vehicles have been added back in. I guess we're in a position from a budget standpoint, and I'll let maybe Daryl elaborate a little bit on that. But it looks like we're going to add those back in, whereas we had to take those out in the last fiscal year. So I'll open the floor for any comments, questions, concerns on that FY22 proposed purchase list.
Yep. So, Ben, I actually sent a sheet out this morning, and there was one change since then that I've made. So the sheet that I'm sharing is actually what is programmed into the budget model. First, I want to talk about, it appears after going through all the individual budget meetings with all the departments, the methodology that we put in place a few years ago with vehicle maintenance seems to be working. It was over what most everybody requested, so we made those adjustments, and all the chiefs were pretty much were very satisfied with the amounts that they're getting now. So that appears to be working like it's supposed to. We kind of figured it would take a few years for it to catch up and get where it was supposed to, but again, I think everybody was very appreciative of the amounts that we programmed in. So Michael Gammon, myself, and Bud spent probably an hour and a half a couple of days ago programming in all the vehicles into the model. We were hurting ourselves with the model by not programming in some of the smaller vehicles and brush trucks in the out years. It was making the model look better than what it needed to. So we went through and, you know, just kind of looked at 8 or 9 years for admin vehicle, different things like that, and programmed vehicles in spots. So this sheet looks a whole lot fuller than it typically does when y'all are looking at it. And as you can see, FY22 and 23 are huge lifts, but it does fit within the current model. It did not cause a tax increase that was above what we had already projected in any year. So on staff side, we're pretty satisfied with this, but we want y'all to, you know, if we want to take a walk through it, if y'all will keep, like, first of all, has anybody got any questions about this sheet? And then if you want to, if you'll keep that sheet pulled up on yours, I'll share the actual weighted model, you know, the formulas that we use. If we want to, you know, take a look at that in comparison, I'm not going to be able to keep two screens up, but that's why I sent that out earlier this morning. Hopefully you could have printed it out or had it, but we think we're pretty well matched up with the municipals. There are a few changes from FY22 to 23. Garner Fire Department requested that we not do an engine in 22 and then one in 23 with them. They would like to order twin engines at the same time. They are prepared to do that. It also creates less trips to Wisconsin. You know, they can make one pre-build trip for two trucks and then one final inspection for two trucks, so it actually saves money. In doing that, I just went right out to FY23 and drug over, or actually I called Chief Early, and the town of Wake Forest said if we wanted to do their engine in 22, they would step up and match that. So in trying to keep two municipal trucks and two 100% trucks going each year, we made that change. The blue ones you see at the bottom are kind of add-ons. Knockdale needed a tanker. We talked about that during his budget process last year. There's always been a need for a tanker at Durham Highway. They've not had a tanker. So those are add-ons. We somehow inadvertently left out Garner Car 30 when we've been looking at this. And then Fuquay Battalion 1 was kind of overlooked as well, so we brought those up. Again, these are all programmed in and working the model right now. So anybody got any questions about this sheet? And then if you want to, we'll kind of walk through the other sheet.
I'll just ask one thing. With all this working in the model, that's working under the assumption, or the I guess the policy that small vehicles we still purchase with cash, and then large apparatus we're still doing a 10-year finance, correct?
We are, and a pay along with the municipals. Also, we're doing the brush trucks cash, even though they're, you know, pushing $100,000, we're still planning on cash for those.
All right. Hearing no questions, concerns, we can, I guess, move on to the next document, Daryl.
Okay. Yeah, guys, again, if you want to keep this pulled up, I've got it printed out on my desk, but and Ben, before you and Bud have a meltdown, I made a copy of this next thing, so if I screw something up on it, we're good. The original's back in the other folder.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
It's Lee Bryce. Don't know if this is the exact time to bring it up, but I talked with Daryl in my budget meeting the other day. Engine 1 scheduled to be replaced in FY23 and Engine 3 FY27.